Lahiri, a hero in Asia, if I may say so, especially after your fine performance at the Eurasia Cup 2 weeks ago. Welcome back to Malaysia.
Yeah, it's nice to be back. Obviously, it was a great high, a fantastic feeling a couple of weeks back. And to be back in Malaysia obviously feels nice. You know, I've had some success here. Almost won my fourth event on tour last year in Selangor. So, yeah, it's always a positive thing to be coming back.
What do you feel most? Do you feel comfortable here in terms of environment, in terms of food, in terms of language?
I think I've been playing here for a while. One of my first junior events was also out here for the Asian Juniors down in Malacca, and that was about 9 years back. So, you know, it's been a consistent journey back to Malaysia every year, a couple of times, and I've kind of gotten used to the weather. It's probably not the USP of the country, but yeah, I like the food, I like the people, and I definitely like the golf courses. I think they suit my kind of golf, and it helps.
And do you find that you're welcome here, and you can relax as well as enjoy the golf?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you know, it's a great place to come. It's a great place to bring your family and friends as well. There's a lot to do off the golf course for those looking to do that. For me personally, yeah, you know, the thing is, it's no matter where you're staying, the golf course is usually not too far away, and there's enough attractions close by to take your mind off golf, whether you want to go to a mall or, you know, just grab a movie or something like that, go to a good restaurant. So it's always nice.
Do you find that in India, golfers are traveling more to play golf? I'm talking now about the social golfer as opposed to the skills of yourself.
No, absolutely. I think golf in India is growing, and is growing faster than the golf courses are, unfortunately. Obviously, India is more than 1.2 billion strong, and that doesn't leave much space for golf courses to be built. When you have space, you look at things like housing. So it makes it prohibitively expensive to build golf courses. Malaysia, on the other hand, has a plethora. They've got so many golf courses, so many good international level golf courses, not just in KL, but all over the country. So there's a lot of Indians who plan golf holidays. Count me out of that lot, but there are a big bunch of people, a lot of friends that I know, a lot of acquaintances, you know, who make trips down to Malaysia and Thailand, and more so to Malaysia with all the golf courses that they have here. So yeah, it's a very growing market or industry, I would say.
And it's great to see you amongst the leaders, and thank you for being here, and we look forward to your next visit.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
Hopefully
being here.
Maybe the returning champion.
Well, that would be wonderful.